Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
See, this is when you can tell when the pros are here. Anybody can do a radio station. It takes a pro when you have to beat the shit out of people in Denver. Hi, everybody. John Sarver here with the sports authorities. A little tardy, but yet we're that kind of folk.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to get that feed in from Pyeongchang.
I know, really. Good God. These people.
Would you say P.F. Chang?
Yeah. That's right. P.F. Chang. I know. Something like that.
Kind of shoes does he wear, man?
I had to take the red eye flight in from Pyeongchang. You know, I was over there. I was competing in the Olympics. I won a gold medal.
Doing what?
The tax accountant triathlon. you do skiing, shooting, and adding up receipts.
Not bad. Not bad at all. And wow. I'm glad you did. As long as you were wrestling there with IRS, the most famous.
IRS, yes.
Irving I. Shyster. God. We should watch his highlights again tonight, you know? It's just so badass, you know?
Did you do the write-off?
That's right, did the write-off.
Did the write-off and did the audit.
Yeah. And the audit.
You know? I mean, the two things that you fear most, honest to God, of all the fearsome guys, I mean, Undertaker and Ultimate Warrior and IRS.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not afraid of a guy with spectacles and suspenders.
And a briefcase.
Although Mike Rotundo, though, I mean, a big, big, big guy. He really, in real life, is a big, huge guy. Anyways, yeah, and a briefcase, and that was it. And that was, you get the stamp.
A metal briefcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. And how many of those things do you ever see? Not many, not much. Anyways, Sports Authorities live on the air, no matter what GSH said. And here we are. So thank you for waiting with us. And talking about not waiting with us. It's time to tell you our roster upbring. Okay, so we are not bought and paid for by anybody. We do have the highest standards anywhere.
Especially with our punchkies.
That's right. Oh, man, it is punchkie day today. God bless everybody that's out there. Do you realize that they had a competition and the world record, or the record in Hamtramck, is 6 punchkies in a half hour? And everybody goes, okay, I mean, eat 6 punchkies in a half hour, especially if you're hungry or whatever. Try it. Try to do 2 and then wait. Wait for that sugar goodness to take over your blood system and you fall flat. I mean, really, if you want to, like, take advantage of somebody, say, instead of, like, taking her out to the bar and get her lit, give her 2 punchkies. Here, hon, have these 2. 3, 2, 1, thump. Yeah. Anyways,
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, really, that's what it is, and that's what it's all about, because it's 50 Shades of Punchkey we saw tonight, you know? God. It's Yashu Stashimash down there at Campo, you know? Anyways, let's see, we are not experts on sports. We are authorities, which makes us much better than anybody else.
That's right.
And we're not even snobs about it either. Let's see, we don't have the FCC here. We do have the DMCA. We follow their rules. So sometimes the language might get a little bit salty, and if so facto, get another punch key. All right, am I missing anything?
Punch keys aren't salty. They're sweet.
Depending what you got.
Get a pretzel.
There you go. Oh, no, no. What you forgot was down at Lafayette, they had the punch key county. They put a punch key, cut it in half, put a coney dog in the middle, put onions and all kinds of chili on it.
That's right. That sounds yummy.
$5.
That's right. That does sound pretty good.
Why do it?
And I wonder how many. They should have that for the Kirby's hot dog eating contest. What, is it the Kirby's, I think?
Oh, whatever. Good luck. I mean, honest to God, good luck.
I wonder if Joey Chestnut could eat 65 of those damn things.
But you know what really grims me is when you see those guys eat, like in Coney Island, New York, and stuff like that. They're like slagging down all kinds of water, and things are getting all mushy and shit. No, man, that's cheating.
Yeah.
You know? If you could do it with beer, that'd be badass.
Oh, yeah.
You throw it up left and right. They're like really cheap beer. I mean, like Drury's or something, or something, some
old
Goebbels
Milwaukee.
They found. Yeah.
Ugh,
old Milwaukee Ice Light. The best of all worlds.
Yeah, there you go.
What happened to my drink here? Oh, there we go.
Choke that one down, huh?
Ugh. Good Lord. All right. Let's see. Is that everybody? Is that everything that we needed to get out of the way first, out of the bat?
Except for introductions.
Okay. I mean, well, that's what we had next.
Yeah.
I mean, see, we're going. We build the pyramid of broadcasting.
It builds the expectations. Up,
yeah,
right?
There you go. It's kind of like, you know, those horror movies. They don't go ba-da in the beginning. They go da 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 ba-da. See, because it builds anticipatory feelings in you, and building even more of that is our own IRS himself. Ken Pocket. Hi, Kenny. How you doing?
Doing well, John. And like I said, just came off the red-eye flight from Pyeongchang. Was over there shooting down missiles and...
As you said, having your own military parade?
That's right.
God. And also, to our left, going left or right on your dial, which I thought was really stupid. Nobody sits on a dial and goes left to right. It's in front of you. It's on your dashboard. You know, even if you have a dial anymore. But... Number 35 on his back, number one in your hearts, our sport director, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. How's everybody out there?
In Punchki Land. So, if you're watching WXYZ TV today, you saw my little puss, which I always thought it was funny when people call their face pusses, because why? I mean, I know what a puss looks like. I know what my face looks like. No. No. Yes, they have an opening. Yes, they have two lips. Yep, they're kind of hairy sometimes. That's about it. I don't know any other differences. Anyways, we were interviewed not once, not twice, but thrice there on Channel 7 because they know where to come from or go to when you want good information about Punchkis. Come here to the authorities. So today we lent our hat to the sport to our Punchki authority. You know, yashistash, you know, as we stood there with everybody else freezing their cranks off. Holy God, was it cold. But it's worth it. New Palace Bakery. I don't give a damn what kind of European place you may go to or the studio. Look, here's the deal. If it says Punchki on the box, it ain't Punchki. You know, especially when they spell it with a C-H. No. No, guys. That's not how it's going. And if it's granulated sugar on top, it's a jelly donut. You know, if you can eat two, it's a jelly donut. You know? And you got to have, I mean, today, you know, Polly, our fifth Beatle that's here at the Sports Authorities, he had a peanut butter and chocolate punchki.
Ooh.
How do you like that one, eh?
That sounds interesting.
Yum, yum. They had Cocoa Puffs today, Cocoa Puff punchki.
I saw that. Yeah,
they had the Fruity
that.
Pebble punchki today. I even had a strawberry shortcake or cheesecake punchki. Oh, after you've been freezing for 7 hours, it's delicious.
They have a Jack Daniels punchki?
So, yeah, that was actually at Smalls, they were doing punchki shots.
Really?
You fill them out. You fill them up with chinooska and vodka. Chomp, eat fast. They're really small. They're not really big, but they're like Jaeger bombs, but punchki style. And oh my. I mean, two of those things, and that bra comes off like that. Those things are, like, powerful, and you don't even feel it. And that's kind of like, and isn't that the best booze of all? Here, honey, you know? Chicks don't dig Jack Daniels. They like all those little foo-foo drinks that doesn't taste like anything, and, like, you know, like sangria. Was not made by a man, you know? So, but punchki chats, oh, Lord, my head still hurts. Actually, we should go down there to Polish Mardi Gras. You know, although there's Hamtown wasn't doing all that great of plowing their streets, you know, so grandma was slip sliding away. And the first old guy that would slip on the ice and, you know, throw his punchki box up in the air, I was going to be like, you know, the Heisman Trophy dude. Take it and run, you man. Know.
Your catcher's mitt out.
Yeah, unless I was with the Tigers. Anyways, what happens here is is that our good sport director makes a book every single week for us to go over some topics. So if you hear us calling out numbers, it's the topics we're going to go to. We have not reread this or read this at all, so it comes to you live, spontaneous, no cue cards, no idiot box, no nothing. It is all unscripted, and we can say whatever we want because we don't have any sponsors, so bite it. So, kicking us off today is not the man with the soggy W-2 form, but the gentleman at his FIFA is firm and manly. Go, Mark.
FIFA is firm? Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll start. I guess we'll start with number one, since
number one.
Since our beloved Detroit Lions don't have the highest paid player anymore.
Yeah, did you see that?
The San Francisco 49ers do. Mr. Jimmy Garoppolo is now the highest paid quarterback.
Yay.
Slash player in the NFL.
And he sure earned that, didn't he? How many games
you
he
betcha.
Played?
Three?
He played five.
Wow.
Five complete games?
Yes, he was 5-0 for the San Francisco 49ers.
Deserves every penny. But you know, the cool thing is, it's an NFL contract. Which means, yeah, we signed you to $2.6 billion. Eh, we just cut you and we don't owe you nothing.
Yeah.
Bye. You know, so the NFL contracts are the, I guess, the worst or best contracts, depending which way you look at it. They're the best from an owner's perspective. You know, you know, I don't like the way you look, and I just cut you. Bye. I know the contract says I owe you $1.378. No. You're at my will, and there you go. Now, baseball, basketball, hockey, too. You know, you signed for $1.378. And, oh, I have a hangnail. I'll see you guys next year. Keep those checks coming to me. Talking about checks coming, do we got anything about our fine first baseman for the Detroit Tigers?
No, I didn't put anything in about him. Why?
Ooh. Gather around, kiddies. What do we have? Do we have anything here? We have a kiss and teller.
Oh.
As opposed to pen and teller. You know? Did you see what broke through today in the free press, the Detroit, as I was freezing today in line? Always reading, because reading is fundamental. That he pays the mistress $3,000 a month just so she can go see your dad in whatever. Gave her the $1 million house, gave her the Range Rover, paid $9,000 for them to go on a Disney trip, $5,000 for a kid's birthday party each. You know, one is five, one's two and a half. How do you blow $5,000? At two and a half, you can get them like a refrigerator box, and they'll be like, hey, having a great time. So who's taking this money? And so the mistress is bitching because she goes, that ain't enough. And so his wife is in on the negotiations. And his wife said, because he bumped it up. He originally gave the chick 10 grand, bumped it up to 15, then bumped it up to 20. And so she says, keep that $5,000 here. And so Cabrera goes, let's hear anything you say, my precious baby. Because he's going, all right, it's going to be easier to pay off this gold digger than for me to divorce this wife. Because if I have to divorce this wife, I'll be living in that refrigerator box, you know. So now the mistress's attorney says, oh, so the wife is holding back this money from these poor children who needs their father. And because Cabrera's kids get whatever, these kids get the same, or see you in court. And what they try to do, I think, was use, and everything here is spoken on Sports Authority is our own personal opinion, so don't sue us. Fuck yourself. So what they were trying to do was trying to see if they could leverage not getting the wife involved. But the wife is like, the wife shows up in two, not one, but two of the hearings. And she's sitting there. And so now all of a sudden, the mistress and her, you know, lawyer's face goes, wah, wah, wah. Because now you don't have that over the dude's head, you know. So now the wife is dictating terms. We're not paying this. We ain't paying that. They get $5. But the crazy-ass thing was he has a kid. Oopsie-daisy, happens to everybody except for yours truly, you know. But then 2.5 years later, he has another kid.
Yeah.
Figure it out there, Cabrera. So I don't know if he was going to try to make the move and jump into the new family, you know, and it's like, well, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then he signs this big-ass contract. But he signed that contract, was it 5 years ago?
At least 5 years ago.
So if it was 6, it would make sense because he just signed this big-ass contract. Forget about the wife. You know, hopefully they have a prenup or something. And then go for this mistress chick, pardon me, who's this year's model. You know, not all that attractive. Nice butt. Not all that attractive. In our personal opinion, I hear on the sports story, you go fuck yourself. So.
She's no Kate Upton, is she?
Oh, my God. Wait.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, Kate's got to come into this somewhere.
But then again, he's no Justin Verlander either.
He's no crinkly dick?
No, he is. No, I know. Here's a splat. There you go. That was coming right out of Verlander and Cabrera 5 years ago. Oops. Oh, there's another kid. Oh, there goes crinkly. That's how Kate got so fat, taking all that protein.
I wish the kids are going to be crinkly.
Not crinkly. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Big monkey dick. Anyways. So that's kind of going on. So all this is surrounding our fine first baseman's head going into Lakeland. Stay tuned. Same bat channel. Same bat time.
Okay, here we go. Another 250 year with 15 home runs.
Because really it's kind of funny that Florida law says, oh, yes, indeedy, she's entitled to this stuff. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, all right, of all three of us whose children had birthday parties, did you keep the receipts of how much you spent?
No.
Ever?
No.
And that's what the mistress and the...
Well, you know what? If I could write them off, I would have.
Bless your heart. You're all heart, man. It's like, look, kids, we're going here to Disneyland because we can get 45% off on this one. Good man.
It's deductible. It's a business trip.
I love you, kids, but I need at least 30% on this one, you know? Okay, well, wait a minute. What's this?
It's a drink.
Yeah, but that's not your standard cup. Is that why you've been crumpy? You don't have your cup?
No. Hey,
didn't he play goalie for the Montreal Canadiens?
Gump.
Yeah. Gump Worsley.
Where's your... You don't even have the imitation-looking plastic...
My green cup?
Yeah.
No, it just came out of the dishwasher.
Oh, phew. Okay. Yeah. You still need the blue one.
I need a blue
one. We got to get you that. Would that make you feel happy? Would that turn that frown upside down?
I'm happy. The Leafs are doing good.
So it's got to have a maple leaf on the one side and a Davy Keon on the other, right?
Let's go back just... Doodaloo, doodaloo, doodaloo. Let's go back a little bit. This fucking snow... And cue Mark.
Yeah, there you go. Just stop the snow and I'll be a happy camper, okay?
I mean, it was like Mark's greatest hits. It was snowing, it was rotten officiating on TV, and for some god reason, the Maple Leafs were blacked out.
Oh, yeah, last night the Maple Leafs are blacked out.
I had 911 on speed dial, just in case we needed an ambulance.
Yeah, or, NHL you know, package.
Suicide prevention.
Yes, NHL.com. Why was the fucking Maple Leaf game on blackout last night? I would just like to know that. There was no game on national TV last night, and the Maple Leafs were blacked out. I would just like to know that.
That's what she said.
Thank you.
There you go.
Gets me going.
Oh, man!
I had to find the game on other sources last night.
Hey, here comes Kate.
Which I did find, but the problem was the sources were like 50 seconds behind the radio. So the radio tells me they score.
Really?
And then I'm waiting for the TV to catch up, and then it finally catches up like a minute later.
What?
But I still saw the game, but, you know.
Oh, man!
your blackout rules suck. Just to let you know that. Okay, I'm done ranting.
All right, so there we go. So I'll give him a chainsaw. I'll give him a man scream.
And you're lucky I'm not drinking tonight.
When do you drink?
Hardly ever.
But I'm starting.
I'm going to have to find something to drink when there's a blackout game.
Do not drink during Black History Month.
There we go. Or blackout Maple Leaf games.
Crazy!
There you go. All right, so where once we...
Well, you know, we were talking about the 49ers with Garoppolo signing the big contract. But you look at the last page, we have another Niners story about that Reuben Foster, linebacker. And he was a first-round draft pick last year and had a pretty good year. And he had attracted some attention
For
kneeling for the national anthem because he was protesting against police brutality. And what does he do? He goes and smacks around his girlfriend. Dragged her. It's like, wow, what a nice guy. And all kinds of firearms and shit.
The alleged victim told police dispatchers during... call to 9/11 that Foster owns multiple. Wait a minute, is this an old story?
No.
I mean, like 2 months old?
No.
Just happened.
This just happened?
Yeah. I think it was it Sunday maybe or Monday?
Yeah, because wasn't it the whole thing that, God, who was the other fine NFL person? I think it was NFL. I can't imagine another sport that would have this, where the girlfriend was all worried because the guy had like guns, semi-automatics on the couch, you know?
And there was a San Diego Padres baseball player that was...
Was that who it was? Okay.
That was just charged with having guns and stuff, too.
Right, yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, is this... All right, first of all, get rid of semi-automatic rifles, guys. Third off...
You know, and the thing about it is these guys are sitting there protesting over this violent stuff and whatever. And what does he do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's one guy. I mean, they're still right in what they do, you know, because really there's some crazy shit. See, we don't see it because we're insulated from all that stuff. So if you guys want to do that, because the NFL had like a committee to get everybody together because they're sweating bullets. They sincerely do believe that the knee thing is the reason why ratings are going to the toilet, you know? It's like, wait, do I got clown laugh?
Hey!
Not bad, eh?
Yeah, it's a pretty good clown laugh.
Like that?
Yeah.
I'll give you a whoopee cushion.
There you go.
Oh my.
How about a whoopee clown laugh?
Oh my.
OMG.
However, what they did was they had a committee that was going to get together and have this whole 9 yards of, you know, stop picking a knee, guys. Stop doing all this stuff. We'll go over here in this other room. Let me buy you a coffee. I mean, it's just right out of the Blues Brothers, you know? It's like, oh, you guys can't come to this restaurant. Let me go over here. We'll buy you a coffee out across the street. No. We're here. Anyways, I think the knee thing is going to... What do you think? I think the knee thing's done next year.
I mean, they
made the point. Everybody's whatever. It's not the knees, guys, because you can do the thing where you don't show the anthem... Where you don't let the guys come out of the dressing room, whatever. It's not that. It's the product you guys have that does not bring me back to the joint. And I give you all those little black art van things that they put over the red seats at Joe Louis II Arena, you know.
Pizza.
I mean, really, that now they're putting black...
Seat covers.
From, you know...
Art van.
You know, I mean, really, I feel it's only too bad that Mr. Van passed away, you know, because really, who's going to pay for the parade now? Ew. Anyways, would you want to have your name plastered over all these seats that says, loser, nobody's here, nobody cares to be here, loser? Not me, man. I mean, I would want to put, like, shirts, like, on chicks that are sitting in the chair, you know, not, like, putting my name on where there's nobody.
Maybe.
Thank you, maybe. You know? But, I mean, you're not fooling anybody. I mean, yeah, it looks different on TV, but it just looks like you have, like Beverly Hillbillies with when they had, like, all their teeth, like, knocked out every other one. That's what it looks like. It looks like little chiclets. You know, you're not fooling everybody. You don't have anybody there because you, except for the mighty Red Wings. Wait. Oops.
They're not that mighty.
Yeah, just wait till the end of the year, buddy boy.
No.
Here it comes.
Judge Judy's going to throw it out of court.
Here it comes. Look, your little lead from Toronto is not safe.
20 points. That's 10 wins. I'm almost willing to bet the Red Wings don't win 10 games the rest of the year.
They don't have to.
Judge Judy and SpongeBob Gavel throwing it out of court.
Who?
It's out of court.
SpongeBob who?
The SpongeBob Gavel. She's gonna throw this, hit the gavel on the little thing on the judge, the top of the.
It's all worked up.
Whatever. She's throwing that case out of court, saying the Red Wings don't deserve to win any games.
We shall see. When they're handing Lord Stanley Cup to
the Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs.
All right. Just wait and see when here comes the big... Oh, look. It's February.
There's not going to be any swoon in the Maple Leafs.
The best from 1967 to you.
No.
Keep the streak alive.
Nope.
Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to cry. Someone's going to get bad officiating. And then it's going to be like, eh... First round against Boston and go out.
Well, you know, this year's different.
Because?
Because it's different. Because that was all those years. This is a different year. The Maple Leafs got a better team this year. They got a better coach. Lions.
Thank you, Lions fan. Lions, yeah, Lions, really. I was going to say. I can see you, Lions fan.
Yep.
Blue is blue, no matter which way we look at it.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
I know
well, you know, you look at the Lions. You know, they got a new coach, and they got all these new
and
players
no beard.
That are going to come in. And yeah, I mean, just things are going to be better, boy. And it's just so much better, right?
What a wuss that he like freshened up. That was half of his mystique was to be this big grizzly guy.
Yeah, come out looking like
looked like Grizzly Adams, and now he looks like
no Grizzly Adam looked like he actually shaved once, or actually knew what a comb looked like.
Well, now he looks like.
Yeah, I know. Now he looks like corporate banker on Wall Street. Get out. I'm going to give him a shot. There you go. Yep,
he looks like almost looks like IRS. Comes out there all dressed up nice.
There's my money thing.
All he was missing was the suspenders.
I'm telling you. I think I'm going to write WWE, dear sirs, please bring back IRS, no matter how old he may or not may be.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe bring IRS 2 out, you know. Which would be what? What would be the... There isn't... I mean, there's like FBI, CIA. There's IRS and... Who?
Just bring out IRS
DEA?
1040.
1040.
1040.
You got the 503A. There you go. You are a non-profit. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here we go. Anybody want to talk about number 3? Or we should go to number 4. But you know what? We really did kind of skip over the Crapolo, which is so... Who owns the 49ers now? Still the same fine friends?
No, somebody bought them.
Somebody crappy.
Oh, I should have wrote that down when I was doing the...
Get the intern on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
but anyway, his contract is way front-loaded.
Yeah, get it now, boy.
He's due almost $43 million the first year, then it goes way down.
Yeah, so. Well, because A, it makes it easier for him to be traded. B, he gets his green, you know. I mean, he did do a nice job with him, but he was an upgrade from Shrine of the Little Flower that they had over there, you know.
C.J. Beathard?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody know who C.J. Beathard is?
Who? Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I mean, he came in with nothing to lose, you know. I mean, really, he got that's kind of a pretty hard slam to get nailed over to San Francisco or to Cleveland, you know. But he made the best of it, and it's like he was a gunslinger, man. I'm telling you, he should have been like in Buffalo in the 70s. I mean, this guy was he had nothing to lose and didn't give a damn, and he was on a contract year, and so he wins out. And so that kind of forces the hand of because the fans would go nuts.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, whatever fans they had left in the mighty 49ers, because really that was a proud franchise. They knew how to win with the Bartolos, you know, and now, I'll give it a scratch.
You know, but they could have.
What the hell was that?
They could have franchised them and paid them the
$20 million.
You know, that would have been like a franchise tag,
but
you know,
then
$20 million the first year, and then signed them after that. They could have saved $25 million the first year.
Who, San Francisco franchised them?
They could have franchised them the first year, made them their franchise player for the first year.
On five games?
Yeah, they could have franchised them the first year.
I didn't think they had his rights. I mean, wasn't he a free agent? I thought he was a free agent. That was the whole point. So how do you franchise a free agent?
No, they could. He was still part of the team. You can franchise the guy, make him your franchise player, and then the following year you could have gave him the 5-year contract after that if you wanted to.
Well, I thought he was free to go.
No.
Do the five games and then he was gone.
Yep.
Well, good luck. See, but this is typical owner. Overpay like a bear based on a very small sample size.
Yep.
And then get stuck with a contract you can't get out of. However, this is a pretty smart contract. Front-loaded while the guy still has some oomph. Wade through this year and then cut him, you know?
And they're still $74 million under the salary cap, too. You
know, Jesus God, that's amazing.
We've seen this kind of nonsense before. Brock Osweiler, remember him?
Absolutely. Let's go south, shall we?
Yeah.
What's happening in Texas?
Yep.
Not much.
And then, I'll go to Cleveland. And then...
Not much.
Oh, shit. Can't play here.
Yeah.
I'll go sign in Denver. Oh, can't play here.
Yeah, I mean, really, for a guy that, if he would have just stayed... I mean, but how much money did he make out of the deal? I mean, he made a little bit of coin going from city to city to city.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
How do you wash out of Cleveland? You know, of the Browns when you had no expectations, none, you know, that all of a sudden you're doing, you know, that you think that you can't make it? That says either something about the organization, and we got to do that. Next time they have that on Hockey Night in Canada, when somebody says organization, we got to figure out how they say it. Because it's so funny. It's the accent's on the wrong syllable.
Yeah, the Canadian,
organization.
The Canadian way of saying it is really neat.
Yeah, it is. You know, we should really go. Oh, damn, I got to go get a passport. I was going to say, man, it'd be cool to go to Windsor and go see a game. You know, go to a sport bar there or something. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Pay like an outrageous amount of money.
Go on a Saturday and go see the Maple Leafs. Hockey Night in Canada.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I was sleeping on that one.
There we go.
Yep. Whew. Thank God.
All right. Then at least I don't have to worry about a blackout on NHL.com.
But wouldn't you, though? Because it would be...
Over there, you don't have to worry about it. Sports bar will have it.
Oh, yeah. Do they...
Oh, if you go to, like,
You know them.
Go to all the time. Buffalo Wild Wings or someplace like that, they have all the time.
No, we got to go to a corner bar.
No, you know? But what I'm saying is like a bar type like that, they have all the games on.
We got to find a bar where they still had a tube TV, like up in a corner, like black and white.
Like a Susie's in Canada.
Yeah, with a better jukebox. One that we can commandeer. Good God. One of these days we're going to get shot in that place. That's us leaving.
Tie yellow ribbon around
here. Have my baby. I don't know how those songs get on their jukebox, and nor shall we say.
We know nothing.
I evidently think. Did you know that? And you know, Batman and Robin would do that climb in season 2, and then people would open up the door. You know, the glass. You know, and it's like, Batman, what are you doing there? And it was some famous Don Ho or somebody that they actually had Colonel Klink open the door, and there's no connection because Hogan's Heroes was on CBS, and that was way after Klink was done, you know, and he was still talking as Colonel Klink. It's like, what's Colonel Klink doing in Gotham City? It's like you fast forward yourself like 35 years. What the hell? So I had to watch the whole thing. Thank you, citizen. You know, so he was looking for Hogan. It was like, you're looking for Hogan in Gotham City? Dogs are mating with cats now.
Loser.
The Red Wings are here. Anyway, it's that little
That's
bit of fun.
Bad.
Okay, you want to take number two?
Oh, yeah, we can take number two.
We can take a number two, huh?
We may have to after today.
Well, we have Bob Quinn, the general manager of the Detroit Lions, says that he is going to make sure that he takes care of one of the Lions' big problems, the running game.
Gee, people have been talking about that for how long now? And it just, the word got up to there, to Allen Park.
Yeah, he says that he's going to make sure that this year he's going to find somebody to take care of that problem.
Well, you know, one of the stories that are floating around now is that the Lions blocking schemes were a big problem. That the offensive line coach had him doing some blocking schemes that were really crappy. Okay. And I hear that and I go, okay. And the head coach kind of stood there and was counting, what, pigeons on the roof?
So,
yeah.
You know. So Caldwell couldn't tell that three guys were blocking one and the other two guys were coming in going, man, this is so easy. No. We don't have nobody to block us?
No, because every time that there was a controversial call, I wasn't watching the game. You know, I wasn't watching on the field. You know, it's like, what? Okay, you're gone anyway.
Yeah.
So
what the hell was he doing?
Why is Joe Bob Cooter still there except for, you know, who's crying about it? I want him here. You know? Yeah. I've done my best work with him here. No, dickhead, you haven't done any good work yet. You have done how many, I don't know. This is going to be stereotypical, but, I mean, how many playoff games have you won? How many second rounds have you won? How many Super Bowls have you won? So I would say, crinkly, that you haven't won a damn thing. You know, so you don't get a chance to call who you want as your coach.
You're not LeBron.
No, you're not. You can call for the whole damn team. Yeah. What's the chance of him going to L.A. next year, boys?
I don't know. He's got a pretty good team there now.
Where?
Cleveland.
Yeah, but he shipped half of his guys over to L.A. All they're meeting is him.
Yeah, and L.A. did shed $56 million in salary cap over there, too. So, but I don't know if
you know, what's
they
the real,
have enough money for his salary yet.
What's the real story? I'll find it. What's the real story between him and Isaiah Thomas? I mean, that guy had, like, what, 2 months to play there?
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be this big spark plug like he was in Boston. So somehow, some way that the GM said, well, we got to get rid of people for the culture, wink, you know, which means one of a couple things. A, either LeBron said so, you know, or it really smacks this guy's character to, you know, put that on people, you know, because it says like there's something terribly wrong with these folks, or what I think would happen is that LeBron just shipped all of his guys off to the West Side, so when he jumps, he's got a ready-made team. You know, because really, there's no logical reason to spend those guys to L.A. Nah. You know, but they do get a decent team, as opposed to the Pistons, Pauly. You know, everybody was like, "Wee, this guy's the answer."
No, he isn't.
5-0. You had better win now.
Yep.
You got 2 months to win, boy. Otherwise, you're going to get smacked with a backloaded contract that's ironclad, non-tradable, and you're going to have a big hole in your draft this year. Because didn't they like draft for a draft choice, but they got like a fourth round or some dumb thing?
They got rid of a 2018 first-round pick?
Yeah, protected first.
Yeah, and a 2019 second-round pick.
Yeah, right. But didn't they trade when they traded everybody else and their brother off? Didn't we get a trade, a pick back?
Yeah, but I think it was like a fourth-round pick or something.
You really wonder, of all the fourth-round picks, NBA goes to the fourth round? Wow. It shows how crappy they are.
Yeah, I think he only goes six rounds or something.
Well, it used to be just two.
Yeah.
Two rounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not reloading a whole lot. It's not like football. know, or baseball when you got
sure, a billion. Sure they don't go that far?
Well, let's get the intern on it.
Yeah, well, check on that because this trade, the trade deadline trades that the Pistons made, they received James Ennis from Memphis, and they traded Bryce Johnson.
2 rounds.
How many?
Two.
Two, that's it?
Yep.
Oh, Detroit got so snuckered.
If they got a fourth round pick, guess what?
Wow.
Oops.
They only get 2 rounds in basketball?
Yeah, you don't reload a lot.
Wow.
It sounds like a Lions trade.
Oh,
you know,
my
we got
God.
We got an eighth round pick back. You know, there's only 7 rounds in the draft.
Wow.
Oh, well, I guess that means means we got the first pick in the eighth round then.
There you go. We moved up.
got the best pick then.
Yeah.
But anyways, the Pistons picked up James Ennis from Memphis.
Are you impressed?
According to all the experts, the Pistons stole that guy.
We know what that's worth.
Yeah, right.
For Bryce Johnson and a second round pick. But the trade that really gets me is the Chicago Bulls traded us Jameer Nelson for Willie Reed, and they swapped second round picks. Jameer Nelson can't even hit the backboard.
Yeah, why was that? Is he an expiring contract?
I think so, but
it is so weird now.
But
I mean,
still, he's 37 years old. They don't need a guard. If anything, they need another big man. Because they traded all their big men. You know, Bryce Johnson's a big guy. Willie Reed is a big guy. They traded all their big guys.
They need a coach. You
yes.
know, they need because really, can you see exactly what Van Gundy did? He went all in now to save his job, and now if ass manager or owner, you know, ever gets done with his 40 PSI haircut that he can come back into Michigan for just a minute, he's going to see, you know, look at all the chicklets that are out around the arena. You're not selling nothing. I mean, you're still making money. I mean, we talked about this today. You're still making a lot of money because you're not at the palace. You don't own all those things. You're not paying all those salaries. You know, I mean, didn't it seem like the Pistons going down to Detroit was like an 11th hour kind of thing?
Absolutely.
I mean, it just seemed like, even at the end, it was kind of like, well, are you, aren't you, you? You know, and it's just like they couldn't load up the trucks fast enough to get down there, you know? And now you have a non-competitive team for years, and now you're doomed for it. And so now if the owner doesn't fry Van Gundy, you know, for making this trade, because now you're back, you know, and everybody goes 5-0, 5-0, and now 0-3, 0-3, you know, and you can't beat Atlanta. And now here comes the whole story about here's, you know, you're losing by 3 points at the end, you know, to the point where Paulie's falling asleep, and it's like, how does that happen?
But the problem with the team now is they're giving up way too many points.
There's no D.
Yeah,
they're Denver in the Iverson era.
Yeah, they're giving up 120 points a game, and with that type of defense, you're not even going to make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Because if they're giving up 120, that means you have to score over 120.
Yeah.
And they don't have enough offense to score 120.
They have enough to score 117.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have enough offense to score outscore the other team.
Well, what they need is those new Tiger caps with the big D.
For dick. Because that's all it's going to be there.
Yeah.
On. Oh my God! Didn't catch our pitchers are in right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
The non-invitees.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I mean, everybody gets rocking and rolling Thursday, and then everybody's there Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And that's how it goes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, where's? Do I have a collective yawn here somewhere? Because that's. I'll give you a ha ha.
Well, you know, they have a young team this year. That's what that's
they're
going to
be competitive.
Gardner-Hare said they have a young team this year.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, what is that? Already, is that kind of the Trump version of it's going to be a rigged election? We're going to try to like hype you in the beginning to desensitize you to it?
Yeah.
You're going to blow, man. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, you look at all those young players that you have on the team, like Jordan Zimmerman and Victor Martinez. And
buy one ticket, get three free.
Yeah.
Get a section free.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, can we, in between the sixth and seventh inning, can we direct your attention to the first base side where we're going to be giving away a brand new 1987 Dodge Omni.
Excuse me, is that seat taken? What did I say that's funny? Why are you laughing?
Yeah. June 10th is going to be pick your seat night.
Oh, look, an Art Van cover.
Yeah, really, it makes it to Co-America. Yeah. God. But, I mean, it's true. I mean, all these old 89 Omnis that they still had left over from the Deadwing things to get people over there, you know. I mean, they're going to trot them out. They got a whole warehouse full still. You know, they were going to use it over at Joe Louis, too, but, you know, they couldn't make the room. They had to put the cars up in the stands to make it look like somebody was up there. Again, this stadium seems like another rush job because now that you've had a couple of months under your belt and you have some amount of people that went through, these total sellouts, you know, sold out once again, every single game sold out, so many people in the concourse. The TVs are better than live action. That's how good their Sonys are. Samsungs are. Yep. It's like, look, we don't believe it anymore. You know, what, guys, maybe that didn't make sense the first time around.
They're in the concourse because they don't want to get too far away from the hot dog stand because those hot dogs are so good, $8 hot dogs. So they're watching from the concourse. They can go back and get another hot dog.
They watch TV on that, you know, 19-inch black and white Zenith with the rabbit ears. So lifelike, it's better than sitting in your seat, you know, and watching the action as it happens, you know.
All that action is going on the ice.
That's right.
You know, I mean, typical Red Wing fan says, you know what, I'm going to pay $115 for a ticket so I can watch it on TV inside of the place. Now that's a real fan, you know.
That's right. But, you know, the product on the ice is such high quality. Exactly. That Islander game the other night. I mean, my God.
But who won?
Islanders.
To you. But not in the real standings.
Judge Judy's throwing it out of court, I'm telling you.
So what happens the next game? They blow another 3-goal lead. It's like...
Yeah, but they won that game, though.
Yeah, they did.
There you go.
Judge Judy won't have to throw that one out. That was legally won.
Legally won. IRS fake show news. Up or something?
Fake news.
Legally won. Your Honor, we won that game. Fair
That's
and square.
Right.
Winner. Okay.
Yeah, as soon as they got off the ice, they called Judge Judy and goes, you don't have to do nothing with that one.
Yeah, we won that one fair and square. The other ones you got to give
us.
That
one's not in dispute. Yeah. Okay. Okay, just wait. No lead is safe. Especially now that the young guys are all gelling and they're all coming together.
Tartar
has now scored one and they think he's on the right track. Would you stop that crap about the guy who cannot score ever scores one and they go, well, there you go. He's on it now.
He broke the ice now.
Oh, brother, yeah. I mean, down to the point where your defensemen, they're going, well, yeah, I know he's 39 years old, but he's feeling better this year. You know, which goes back to your Monty Python thing. I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
Bring out your dead. You know, I'm not dead. That's okay. We'll be soon.
Oop. It's like the parrot, you know. He's nailed to the perch.
Lovely plumage. You know. No, he's not. He's resting.
Yeah.
You know, you can only make up so many ways. And then again, you're going to feel really awful because there is no free agents going to come to Joe Louis, too. On either side of the ice puck, you know. You know who you're going to have. So you're locked in with this awful, awful. Because no one's going to trade for Blake.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to touch him. Especially now that he's advancing. All he needs is an injury now. He gets an injury, where you at? You know?
You get injury to anybody.
True
Drummond?
That.
Yeah.
Drummond gets hurt. Blake gets hurt.
Okay.
Stanley Johnson gets hurt. Any of the starting five gets hurt, they're done.
Yeah.
They just had that whirlwind now, and so now they'll be coming up to the All-Star game. So now that they'll be rested, pardon me, what's the chances?
They're not making the playoffs.
Nope.
Nope.
Think Philly's going to beat them?
Miami, they got Philadelphia's past Miami now. Now they got to catch Miami. And Dwayne Wade just got traded back to Miami now.
Are you threatened?
Dwayne Wade will help Miami more than he would have helped Cleveland.
You think he's got that little less gas ready to go?
Dwayne Wade is probably more of a...
There's his gas.
More of a hometown-type help down in Miami. The Pistons aren't going to catch Miami either. They're done.
Which would bring you back to Mr. Goss. Dude, show up for a game. Just don't throw, you know...
Pistons are three games out.
Yeah.
That's not bad. But where's your slide? You know? I mean, this is such a streaky team, you know? Which is a dumb thing to say. They win a lot, they lose a lot. They win a lot, they lose a lot. Which says something about your management, you know?
Until they stop giving up 120 points a game, they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but that's where your momentum is, and that's the only thing that's carrying them, top to bottom, top to bottom.
But see, now they're playing better teams, and now they're playing teams that are in their division.
Who's Atlanta? Huh. You know,
but they played Atlanta away from home. But I'm saying they played the Clippers, you know, and now they're going to be playing more teams in the Eastern Conference. They're going to be playing teams that they have to beat. They can't afford to lose. They're playing teams that they got to catch.
All right, well, can they beat? Well, they don't play Philadelphia anymore, right?
I don't think they play Philadelphia anymore, but they can't afford to lose to Indiana. They can't afford to lose any of these games against these teams.
Milwaukee will be interesting to lose to, but look at Toronto just ripping it up on the basketball side. What the hey-de-ho, you know? Okay, and Boston doing the same thing, but Cleveland, what are you waiting there for, boys? You know? I mean, do you think this new this team's too new. I mean, the Cleveland team, you can't tell if they gelled or not or if they're going to gel, you know? I don't understand the whole deal about getting Mr. Liv. There was such a big push to get Mr. Liv, and then Mr. Liv's there. They underutilize him like crazy because LeBron said so. You know?
Well, yeah. LeBron does what LeBron wants to do.
You suck!
Tyree Lue just sort of sits there and says, what do you want to do?
Yes, sir. Anything you like, my precious. Yeah.
And he gets paid $4.5 million a year to sit on his ass and tells LeBron, okay, you do what you want to do. And
here's the story. What's the chances that somebody goes, we got to get that coach from Cleveland? He's doing a great job. You know? Get that LeBron guy.
If people haven't figured out by now who runs that team, he's just a figurehead there.
You know, how many times do we play the Knicks, though?
Yeah, we'd have to get a schedule out, but I don't know.
That'd be interesting because we can beat them. Well, maybe. You know, there's another team chaos. No matter what they can do, they can't right the ship. Way to go, Dolan. You know, really, what kind of owner is that guy? Jesus, God almighty.
As long as he's having a good time wherever the hell he's at.
This is authorities OT.
That's right.
To make up for the time. See, you get extra bonus. Just like that soccer game we were watching. What was it, Saturday morning?
Yeah.
That one down. I love the fact that soccer has a running clock. We don't stop for a dick. We don't give a damn if somebody, you know, fell over, got shot, whatever. Keep running. And then they add 3 minutes at the end. What's that stupid stuff? Oh, did you see that? Oakland County now has an OCFC. God, it's like, look, guys, you got DCFC, and that's where you should have forever and for always. This Oakland, oh, boo. I do have a boo. You know, I mean, it seems so Johnny-come-lately, even though Johnny doesn't come
late. Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, the bipolar Johnny Manziel, by the way. You know?
We didn't have a story on him.
I'm telling you, he wants to get back in the NFL. He knows he can help other people.
Or the XFL.
2 years from now.
Yeah.
But no, he hate me anymore. No, Austin going into the locker room and tearing shit up. That was great. What a
unless he signs with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Or the Red Blacks or the whoever.
Why do they so desperately want
I have
him?
No idea. You know, there's dumbass general managers all over, even in Canada.
But why don't you just bring back, like, Warren Moon, bring him out of the dead, you know? I mean, you guys love him, you know? Say hello to Seattle by your way.
Warren Moon, he'd be the Edmonton Eskimos.
He would be, but not anymore.
That's where he used to play. Yeah, he came out of the Edmonton Eskimos organization.
Organize it. Isn't it organize? Yeah, it's organize it. Yeah, it's a really weird thing. I mean, I love the deal about Detroit, you know, because every great old hockey announcer, Detroit, you know, with a nasal kind of Detroit, you know, and now here comes Gordie Howe from Detroit to score, you know, okay. Where's Gary Bergman when you need him? Not Gary Bettman.
Yeah.
Talk about what we need. Ken Pocket, what didn't we talk about in one whole minute?
Well, we didn't talk about the Olympics. We had some really great coverage the other night. We had a curling match between Canada and Finland. And I'll tell you, I had a really nice nap.
Were you riveted?
I was snoring in the recliner. And oh, it was nice.
Do you feel bad, though?
No. No, not at all.
Really? You got a nice recliner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, it's, you know.
Does the Olympics do anything anymore? I mean, has the time passed? Or do we not give a fuck because everything is going in Washington? It's like, no, we're not. Don't confuse us with them.
Yeah, USA. Oh, nope. Paper bag.
Yeah. USA, yeah, we're patriots, but not Trumpy nuts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, has that time, for all the millions of bucks they put into it, and meet the people. I mean, the coolest part was when that chick's dress exploded.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Show the rack. You know, I mean, talk about ratings. That chick, I mean, look how long Janet Jackson's career has been extended because you almost saw an eighth second of a boob. But you really didn't see anything, trust me. We went frame by frame. We went by nothing. You know, not like you'd want to anyways. You know, not all that impressive. But if that chick, I mean, you think about it, she couldn't stop because she thought she would get a point deduction.
Yeah.
Your dress is wide open, guy. You know, chick, if you would have had any boob whatsoever. Ratings bonanza.
She probably would have got a 10.
Oh,
she probably would have got a perfect score.
Yeah, especially if you could do a triple axel with your rack hanging out. Oh, you know,
extra credit.
There you go. Really,
give her 11.
That's hard, man. Talk about hard.
10+.
Yeah, really, 10+. You win, because now what would happen is she would have had a substandard. She'd have had a decent routine, but now, you know, since she got a 10+ and 11, all of a sudden now the Russians would think about, all right, let's open up our dress. Let's get some points here. You know.
And that would certainly get the men watching ice
there
dancing, wouldn't it?
There you go. Nothing sells but tits, you know? It's all about the boob.
That would have set the standard.
There you go. Right. From here on forward, they have, you know, topless skating. It's unnatural.
It's those high standards like we have,
there
right?
You go. Yeah. I mean, we're pitching this to the Olympic Committee right now. So when you're in Fiji next 4 years or wherever you're at, you know, bring the rack attack. You know, have substandard skaters from America, but I mean, get like 44 D's.
Think about it. A new event in the Olympics: topless ice dancing.
It's perfect. Yeah, we don't give a damn about it. You know, you don't even have to train. You know, just like go scoot around on
the ice.
Don't
even need to wear skates.
No, just put some rubber boots on and just go slip around. Nobody gives a damn. Just get by the glass.
And if skates are mandatory, you can even use the double runners.
That's right. We don't care.
We don't care, not at all. But you have to have at least, on the whole Olympic size ice, you have to press your boobs against the glass at least 4 areas, you know, and wait there for 30 seconds. I mean, that would bring fannies into the seats. Think about it. Think about what it would be looking like on the Jumbotron.
You wouldn't need any art band covers.
No, no. That'd be the hottest ticket ever, man, and I do mean hot. You'd have to have, like, private viewing booths because all you hear would be like, you see nothing but men in the whole auditorium. Sorry, lady. No room. You know, no children can come in here. I'm telling you, nothing sells like sex. And then the boob thing would get all tired. And then you'd have, like, chicks would drop trow. What a great butt. Yay!
See?
I'm telling you.
If everybody would listen to us.
The authorities, we could help out your ratings. Bigly.
That's
you know?
Right.
Don't worry about it. I mean, we'll actually give you points for having the dress come off. You know, and if you got a fine butt, you get an extra point. You know?
And then maybe we can expand it to other sports.
No, no, because then Crinkly would try to get in. It's like, get that Crinkly thing off the ice.
Well, no. Maybe they can do, I don't know, like, I don't know, topless downhill skiing or something.
Luge.
Luge or something.
There you go. All you hear would be a whistle. It's like, where's that wind going? Especially the two-woman luge. Two-woman bobsled?
Yeah.
Bottomless? That wind's going somewhere. I wouldn't want to see him like at the end with all that air that rushed into your body because it's got to come out sometime, especially up on the podium. There's your gold medalist. There's your silver medalist. There's your copper. There you go. Oh, that'd be funny as hell. Then you'd have Olympic farting. You know, a whole new category. Bring
See,
it.
We can start the 21st century. We can start our own Olympics.
Hell yeah. You know, really, in the real Olympics in Greece, they wrestled naked. The guys did. Yeah. I mean, you can't get any more bareback mountain than that. So now, you know, we can appeal to a certain other segment. There you go. You know?
We can start our own Sports Authorities Olympics.
There you go.
Fuck yeah, man. It would be like one sport every year, one sport per Olympic that you don't know what's going to be the naked one. And yep. That will even bring even more.
And then in the Summer Olympics, you can have mud wrestling.
Hell yeah. No, you know the one that I really think for guys? You know that big ski jump deal?
Yeah.
And you have your willy like going up there. Wham! And you land hard. Bah, 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 bah. Ow! Ooh, ow! I mean, all of a sudden your nuts are like right by your neck. Ow! Ooh, ow! Ooh, ow!
A topless ski jumping?
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Headlights on. You know, you're out in the cold. That'd be great.
And then the wind is hitting.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. All of a sudden, like, the 38Ds are going, I can't see. You know, too much wind, like, pushing the boobs against the face.
Yeah.
That's why it should be bottomless only. Chicks with fabulous asses should be the only ones to be the ski jump. And they should have, like, a GoPro on their back. And this way we can see.
Bird's eye view.
I'm telling you, this is what I want to see. You know, this is what's going to bring me back to the Olympics. Not this, like, story of here's Bob McBoob that just came off the farm in buttfuck Nebraska, you know, and he was, like, on the tractor and he trained 40 years and threw cows and now he can do this. I don't give a damn. You know, it's like now it's almost becoming, like, the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want to see fabulous butt. That's going to bring you in. And a female fabulous, but I don't care about the other one. You know? Although, you know, we can, you know, cover the world. I'm telling you. You'll never know. Maybe it'll be archery. Ow! Topless archery. Ow, ow, ow.
There you go. Topless biathlon.
There you go. Do a little bit. Flash somebody, splash somebody, shoot them if they're looking at your boobs, bam. Next. I'm telling you, winner here. I mean, this is going to put McMahon and Tate on the map. Darren, my boy, you're a winner. See? There you go. Well
See?
Done.
We got all the good ideas. Now we just have to implement it.
Motion carried.
That's right.
There you go. Talking about carrying, our best referee that we've had here in a long time and ever, our sport director, Mark Milicek. Mark, what didn't we talk about today? In 1 minute.
Oh, God, what's left?
What nigga can we bring in today?
Should we bring up another sport?
Sure. Bottomless football. And I don't want to be under center. Dear Crinkly. Be like milking a cow.
Wow. I don't know if I can top that.
Okay, one hung low.
I'm good.
All right, well, pass, and that's a pass, you know. So that's all points down on the board, and we thank you so very much for being with us for the Sports Authority OT, you know, with fabulous ideas here from McMahon and Tate. You know, so for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Oh, I forgot to tell you, if you enjoyed All About This, you can just go to our podcast and steal our ideas from there. So just go to Podbean, PODBEAN.com, go to CKIW, just put it in the little search box. You'll see the little sign that comes up, says click here. And
or if you want to put some funding into our new sports.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, really, if you're thinking about, what can you do? I'm trying to think of Winter Olympics. I mean, what's the one that luge? Isn't it the head first one?
No, luge is backwards.
Yeah, feet first.
Then what's the head first one?
There is no head first one.
So who there's not?
The death slide, I guess.
Yeah. But even then, so, man, could you imagine if you had to put Big Ed on that frozen sled and then go head first? Ow, 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 ow. I mean, your nuts are going to be blue by the first turn. And you just want to, like, go fly over the edge just because you're frozen. But, boy, you hit that first bump. Ow, my nuts. Ow, my nuts. Ow, my nuts. Ow, my nuts. That's what I'd have as a track. I'd make, like, little divots. So I'd be like, ow, 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 ow.
And just think if it came off the sled.
You'd be frozen on the sled.
Well, that's
you'd have to, like, dump hot water between you and the sled just to get it off. Ow. Snap.
Ooh, it would freeze real
that's
quick,
why
too.
Crinkly's yeah. there. Sorry about Crinkly. We'll be here with you next Tuesday, live. So for Ken Pocket and our good friend Mark Milicek, we will see you next week on the Sports Authorities. Good night.
Bye. Bye.